I remember when I work when I actually attended the Bosnian Interagency a number of years ago. Some of the workers sort of like look at me, what is she, this Chinese looking girl sitting here, what she's doing, and I explained to her about my job, and it the look to her, to me from her facial expression is, oh, yeah, how much do you understand about what we're all going through? Until I later on, I explained to her, I'm very sympathetic with what, and I can say that I can understand some of the pain and the trauma that your people have gone through.
So you were able to talk
To talk
person to person.
person to person, and by sharing my experience, and not just the loss of the country, the migration, the escape, and leaving people behind, but the loss of my own family, like the immediate family. I don't have anybody,
So you
and
discover all these kinds of similarities, even though the
similarity.
cultures are
That's
completely
right,
different.
completely different. We all looking at each other and say, oh yeah, yes. Now, yeah, no, you can understand me, but not those Australian people, because they never know how
Well, what
to.
about reaching out to those Australian people? Don't you think it's important to dramatise to the community that you've come into the kinds of things that you've had to contend with?
Yes, I have to say that, I must say that, overall, Australian community are very, very supportive, very, very kind to the refugees
But you
community.
think they don't quite
They don't
understand?
quite understand. They open their heart, but they don't understand deep down what it really meant, they did really suffer. A lot of Australians think that, why don't they get a job? Why don't they just go and learn English? Why don't they learn English in a year time, to be able to speak and communicate? They don't realize that there are a lot of memory, bad memory, a lot of flashback, a lot of thing interfere with their mind, a lot of things that obstruct them from succeeding in achieving something.
So, how do you convey that to people who haven't been through it? How do you give them some inkling of what it's like to go through the kind of
Something
suffering
like,
that you've gone through?
for me, something like this. This is like you contacted me at the most difficult time, another difficult time in my life.
Because you'd just been robbed.
I've just been robbed, like
At
at
gunpoint in
gunpoint
Australia,
in
in your little
Australia, and
suburban home.
after I have just recovered my life, like I felt like I'm in complete control. I am successful in living here. I'm belong to, like, I do belong to Australia now. I live comfortably in a sense that we earn enough living. My husband and I, we're both comfortably earning a good living, and all of a sudden this happened. And so it was a difficult time, but I chose to do it because I thought this one strategy, one way that I could share a bit of my life. You haven't heard the whole story, but part of my life, and hopefully by hearing this, you can imagine if you were me, what would happen? How would you feel? How would you suffer? How would you long to have the support from other? The like I know in each culture it's different. In some culture, people don't want sympathy. People don't want the compassion. But when you are desperate, you want somebody to say it's okay, you can lean on me. I'll look after you, being looked after, being cared for. And until you put yourself in that situation, otherwise, it's very hard to understand. Yeah.
Who would you like to hear what you're saying today? What kinds of people do you think should listen to this story?
The bureaucrat, the government, prime minister, and the politician who make decision about refugees' life, and the people who make decision in providing service to a refugees community, and the public out there who have little understanding about refugees. Maybe it is time for you to learn about us, and that for us to share with you, and by doing that you understand about us as much as we wanted to understand about you. And by living in this country, we are inevitably learning about Australian culture, about ways of life. Our next generation, our children, will be Australian. they will be working, contributing all their life to Australia, not back in Cambodia. Like for me, although I have a lot of emotion, a lot of memory, a lot of, like my root was there, but the root has been tapped, you know, it's now planted here.